This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And the winner of the flag is nobody. I know some of you, we haven't hit the number yet. Very, very close. Hopefully we hit it by the end of the show. If not, I'll just announce it tomorrow. But 35th is the one that will get the flag. And if you do that, look, it just send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. If you have the phone app, right, we have an Apple app and an Android app. You can pull it down on those. We have a phone app that says send an email. I mean, short of picking up the phone and calling you, I can't make it any easier than that. So joe@therealside.com, say send me a flag. And I will reach out and connect, and we'll make something happen, I promise. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. Head up to the website, realside.com. Give me your email address. I send out an email a week. That's it. Let you know what's going on. Topics, guests, the whole nine yards. And look, you can throw it away. It's very easy to throw an email away. Just hit the little trash can at the top of the email. It's gone. You don't even have to take it out once a week to make sure it gets picked up. That's how simple it is. All right, some of the crazy stuff going on, and yes, we will talk about some of the big news of the day. High school canceled a musical. You know why? Come on, can you figure out why? Anybody? Really simple. A white student landed the main role. We can't have that now, can we? Social justice activist at a New York high school successfully shut down a production of The Hunchback of Notre Dame after a white student landed a lead role. Now, think about something here. New York. Los Angeles, Chicago. If you go to, and we'll talk about this at some point in time, if you go to a popular vote in this country, those are the places that will be determining who your president is, who will be appointing to the Supreme Court and deciding how this country is going to be run. And these are the nut jobs that will allow it to happen. Remember? I mean, think of the stories that we've done. Even as of late, daddy-daughter dancers are no longer allowed at one of the school districts in New York? Seriously? Protests of the production began when an African-American student quit Ithaca High School's musical production due to the role of Esmeralda being given to a white classmate. It shows you the theater wasn't made for you, the student. No, maybe it was because you weren't good enough for the part. This is that social justice garbage that you hear on a regular basis. I'd love to find that story we did about the nut job in Los Angeles, an elected official who decided there were too many white lifeguards, okay, and didn't care whether they were qualified or not, but because there were more Hispanics in the pool than there were white lifeguards, they had to put Hispanic lifeguards up who probably couldn't even swim in some cases because they weren't certified to be lifeguards. This is what they're doing to you and your safety. So the black student said, it shows that the theater wasn't made for me. It shows you that if you can't get the part that's written for you, what parts are you going to get? See, nobody cares about the color. Seriously. I mean, unless it's the plight of a black family or a black safe slave family, then I think maybe a white Asian person may not fit the role. I don't know. I'm just guessing here. All right? There are some things that just are what they are. I mean, I've never stepped foot in one, but I can't imagine that a beanpole white guy would ever get a job as a Hooters girl. I just don't think that's going to happen. You know, for obvious reasons. Student activists had banded together under the umbrella of Students United and wrote a letter that included a list of demands saying that while the young lady cast as Esmeralda was a stellar actor, singer, and dancer, perfect for the part, I get a triple A actress. Yeah, no, she shouldn't be there. We got to give it to the less talented one. Unreal. Any production would be lucky to have her. She couldn't be cast in a role because she's the epitome of whiteness. At best, this is cultural appropriation, the student group wrote, alleging the racial bias within the performing arts program at IHS. And at worst, it's whitewashing a racist casting practice, which has its roots in minstrelsy. God, they're making them up as they go, aren't they? While the student activists demanded brown and black female students be considered for the role, the character, you know what I would love to do? Wouldn't you love to do this? Wouldn't it be great if we could hide their color? Totally hide their color. Maybe have them put a green suit on, shoot them in front of a green screen, right? They can put all the costume on over the green suit. Do the whole play, or do their part, and then have them pick based on the acting, right? And then you couldn't say it had anything to do with color, could you? That's like on applications. Let's not put the color on applications to go to college, go anywhere. Let them choose the best person. The character in question is half Roma, half French. That's according to the novel by Victor Hugo. SUI stressed that the book and musical should not be conflated because the musical is only inspired by Hugo's manuscript. The group points out that the Musical Theater International production lists her role as a Romani woman who's an outcast racially and culturally. Well, she was Roman. I'm just guessing here. Or French, wouldn't she be white? Just guess. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Franklin Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, That's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Never mind, dear. Chin up. That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Stop before you get to California. I'm Joe Messina, your host from Pacific Girl Side on TCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do mean that. I know there's about 3,000 other programs you could be watching, but you've chosen this one. I'd like to believe that it shows what a high IQ you have, but hey, you know, what do I know? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Before I go on with this, I got a lot to rip up. We're going to bring Nancy from California on with us. Nancy, thanks for being with me tonight.
Hey, Joe, how are you doing?
Good. How you doing, lady?
I'm doing good. Hey, you know, coincidentally, quote unquote, I belong to the Freedom Center by David Horowitz. I don't know if your readers or your listeners are familiar with him. Mm-hmm. But David Horowitz is a patriot American who was raised by communists and saw the light and is now a hardcore conservative. And yesterday in the mail, because I am a member of his organization, and he sends out booklets. I got How Progressives Use Race as a Weapon Against Our Country.
You know, he calls himself a red diaper baby. Do you know that?
Yeah.
I think that's great. Yeah, I think that's hilarious.
I think it is too, because, you know, I used to be a liberal, and I saw the light as well when I found out that they were using me. And I went, no, that's enough. And I switched to the quote-unquote right side and the real side. So I'm encouraging everybody to go to www.frontpagemag.com and order this booklet. You can get 25 of them for $1 a piece. I'm going to do this and pass them out. The whole problem right now is education.
Oh, yeah.
People are not taught how to think. They're taught what to think, but not how to think, which means they cannot, if they come up against a confrontation, cannot defend it.
Well, Nancy, I'll go one step further with you, though, because you've seen it. You and I have both seen this happen. You know, they may have the information. They may know in the back of their minds what the truth is, but very few conservatives are willing to fight. I mean, they're willing to fight on Facebook, they're willing to fight on Twitter, but are they really willing to fight face-to-face with the enemy standing 10 feet away from you?
And
honestly,
that is our challenge. That is really the sad part, because as I spoke to you before, I read over the holidays the Bill O'Reilly book, Killing England. It was my first killing book that I'd read, and I was so amazed at what went on and what our people went through during that war, that we would not have the stomach or anything
to
do what they did. And it's actually an embarrassment to our country, especially considering the sacrifices that are way beyond our imagination that these men and women made, and children. And maybe if we, you know, my only hope is that I keep putting this stuff out, and maybe at some point, like happened with me, the light will come on and they'll go, oh, wait a minute. Maybe I am on the wrong side, and be willing to admit it. See, that is the whole thing, too. A lot of people know they're on the wrong side, but they're too proud to admit it.
There you go. You hit it, though. We both know pride comes before a fall, right? I mean, it's pride that keeps you from doing the right thing. And you know, and that, I also find people that are that prideful and can't give it up are also people that usually don't believe in God. They don't. They are it. They are the higher power. They're right in every situation. You go, oh, my God, that in and of itself is dangerous. You know what I'm saying? They really believe they have all the answers.
Of course it is. Because we as humans are fallible. If I had to depend on myself only, oh, my gosh, heaven knows where I'd be right now.
Listen, I tell people all the time, if I didn't know God, you better watch your wallet. Because I got nobody to answer to but me, and I'll tell you what, nothing would get in my way. We'll put it that way. Hey, Nancy, always
exactly.
I appreciate your support. Always have, and I appreciate you calling in tonight.
Okay, well, remember www.frontpagemag.com. Order those books. $25 is a small price to pay to save our country, and if we can just hit one. You know, Joe, there's something I always think about. Billy Graham. Billy Graham was not saved until she went to a convention or whatever you want to call it, and she got saved. That man that brought Billy Graham to his knees also has the accolades of bringing everybody that Billy Graham brought.
Oh yeah,
he touched one man in that that congregation and that calling, and look what that one man did.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. I'm 100% on board with you. You know, one of us. I don't know how many people I've touched. How many people you've touched? We never know how many people we touch, but we can't give up. You've got to have the attitude not to give up, just like our founding fathers did. And, you know, to your point earlier, well, let me let you go, and I'm going to rant here in a second. Thank you so much for calling in. Really appreciate you.
Okay, Joe. Take care. Bye.
You know, she brings home a big point, and it's like, again, if you're not this, this is not for you, right? It's really that simple. Come on, you guys got some IQ, an IQ to rub together here. The Founding fathers, our founding fathers knew. There was no doubt in their mind. Do you really think that our founding fathers thought they were going to go out, have this fight with the greatest, you know, military force on the planet, and that they were going to come back unscathed, that they were going to give up nothing, that nothing was going to hurt them? No, they knew it. They knew they were signing their death warrant when they signed the Declaration of Independence. They knew that that even being in a conversation about independence meant that they were going to hang. It was treason towards the king. I mean, seriously, you go ahead, you go out. There's a Rick Green, rickgreen.com. You go there. Rick Green was with Wall Builders. He's got a video. It's a CD and a video. Restoring our Constitution. And he talks about what our founding fathers, right, what they were willing to give up. They knew they were going to give up life. They knew they were going to give up family, property, businesses. They knew that if they got caught, they were going to be killed. End of discussion. And you know what they did? They signed a Declaration of Independence anyway. You know what they did? They still had meetings about being independent and getting away from the king. Treason. Flat-out treason. And you know what they did? They did it anyway because it was the right thing to do. They were men of integrity. How many of you won't even put a, and I wouldn't put it on my car either, but not for the same reasons, but how many of you won't put a bumper sticker on your car because most of the people who work are liberals? How many people won't talk about the positives that are going on, whether it's with Trump, the Republican Party, the economy, because you work with mostly liberals? I want you to think about that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. I'm Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Now, seriously, I don't have anything if I don't have you guys, right? That's how the song goes, anyhow. If you're not listening, then it's just me, and I can talk to me all day. It's not a problem there. Actually, I always agree with me, so it's kind of nice. Anyway, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You want to make sure that you just get involved in getting, even if you don't agree with the person that you're dealing with, get involved and get engaged. Because you know what happens? You get to see how the other side thinks. And they may even change your mind. Hey, it's happened. You heard that Nancy, who called in, said she changed. She changed from liberal to conservative. I know plenty of people who've done that. Plenty. And it's not because you sit there and we try to convert them. It's not a religious event. You're just sitting there laying things out, having an honest and open discussion. And if you don't do anything else, you could pull somebody from the far left to at least to be a moderate, to be in the middle. You know, I'm not a big fan of the hardcore right-wingers either, because I think some of them go too far. And I think some of them who think that they're always right no matter what makes me crazy. Anyhow, I don't know how I got off I don't even know what I was talking about when I left. Anyway, it's okay. I'm always all over the place. Anyhow, what's the matter? But I went off on what our founding fathers did and how we don't do, you know, we worry about what they're going to say about us on Facebook. You know, we're our Facebook warriors. I mean, I know some of you can't get out there, and certain things you can't do. But man, you get on Facebook, and you are somewhat gutsy on Facebook. Some of you are like in your face on Facebook, but you're somewhat gutsy on Facebook, and then you back down. And I'm not saying you get involved in a circular argument that's never going to go anywhere. But what I usually do is throw a couple of pieces of facts, let them chew on it. They always say no. They always tell me I'm wrong. Doesn't matter where I get it from. I can get the numbers from the federal government. They'd still tell me I was wrong. So I don't go back and fight back and forth with them. Sometimes I'll go back and forth once or twice, but usually it's a one-time deal for me. You guys are off. Here's the real facts. Here's where you can get them. You know, it's like on Monday, the arguments on Facebook about how Trump caused this because of his tweeting. Trump caused this because of the tax. It's like, you know what, guys? Go pound sand. You throw that stuff out there. It creates all kinds of not needed conversation. How about we do this for real? And the only thing they were harping on was this is the biggest, point fall in the history of the market. Well, it's all relative now, isn't it? Right? I mean, for years, the amount of points that fell, the market wasn't even at. It would have closed negative. So it's all perspective. It's all percentages. And so they're wrong. You really should be working off of percentages. That would be the real issue and the real problem. As far as percentages goes, this was in the top 20, and it was number 25. The 25th worst percentage close. And you got half of that back the next day. Oh, terrible, terrible, terrible. Anyway, we talk about the high school. I'll finish this up real quick. They canceled a musical because a white student made the grade. Because a white student was better. And matter of fact, what's funny is the person who was, or the group that was protesting it, said that the white person was fabulous, was great, extreme talent. But the theater wasn't made for colored people or people of color, right? When I, I'm not going to go explain everything, but brown, black, yellow, whatever colors we're now using, because I don't even know anymore. Right? So they were mad that the part didn't go to a black person. However, the part was that of a person from Rome, was half Roman, half French. I don't know, but I'm not so sure. I'm not an expert in this area. But I kind of think that if you were from Rome or France, you probably were pasty white. Not kind of white, but pasty white. All right? The Ithaca City School District announced it canceled the musical in an attempt to be more inclusive and culturally responsive. Wow. But they could have saved some ink there and just put, the school district announced it canceled the musical in an attempt to be as politically correct as humanly possible. But in less words, easier to swallow. Right? They went on to say efforts to eliminate institutional biases rank number one. Right. The high school is planning on putting on another collaborative project, instead adding that this is not about any particular faculty member or an employee. We thank everyone for their contribution. You know what? Hey, it's a line of crock. What are you going to do? You're going to have a play with 15 people? You're going to have what? Five white, five black, and five miscellaneous? How are you going to do? How are you going to make it equal for everybody? I mean, I'm curious. I would love to be in some of these meetings and be allowed to ask questions. Right? After the cancellation, the student group actually made more demands. They said, stop the racist and openly stated policy of colorblind casting, in the arts. The group wrote, adding that because of institutionalized racism, this result in white children being cast in roles written as white parts. Well, look, if the part is written for a French person, then the person probably would be white. Right? If the part was specifically written for an African person, And I know that there's white Africans, I get that. But let's just say we go with the majority are black. Then, or Jamaican, right? Or Kenyan, for that matter. Then the part should go to a black person, should it not? Now, if the color doesn't matter, if the color's not germane to the part, then it should go to the best actor there. Now, here's what I would say, too, though, frankly. If the person for that particular part, which is Roman French, or French Roman or whatever, if the only white person that could take the part was terrible, then I don't know. I wouldn't do it. You make adjustments. But this is not everything is racism. Not everything that was written for a white person. Not everything that was written. What are you going to do if it's Norwegian or Scandinavian? You're going to say it's racist because they wrote it, they wrote the play happening in Scandinavia? Seriously? I'm just asking. I'm just trying to understand the mindset. Right? And one person we talked about cultural appropriation. Seriously. So now what happens? We can only have plays written about Greece from Greeks? How does that work? We can only have plays written about slaves by slaves, not ancestors, but actual slaves, right? Well, we don't have any more. Can't write those. I mean, we're really going to be in a world of hurt, aren't we? If we can't do cultural appropriation, if we have to change colors, if we can't do plays that were written hundreds of years ago, specific to color, we can't do that. I mean, do you see? And you know what? I'm going to get slack for this. I always do. You parents raise these kids, shame on you. Shame on you for raising these children thinking that they are the center of the universe. That everything revolves around them, and if their feelings are hurt, even if there's 300 kids in the play, if your child's feelings are hurt, they all have to change everything to make your child feel better. How much more selfish can you be? Right? This is kind of where the road we're going down in this country with these young people. It revolves around them. If they're not happy, it has to be changed. One person in the class, we have to change it for everybody. No. Instead of teaching that one person how to cope with the fact that not everything's going to be their way, not everything's going to make them happy, and they're not going to be able to do everything. No, no. We have to change it all for the one person or the two people. That's wrong. That's just flat out wrong. They call it racist because a play that was written years ago that has a French-Roman character in it is racist because it was written for a French-Roman character who was probably white? Members of that group told the news source that their ultimate goal was in line with Martin Luther King Jr.'s message of love, unity, understanding, and inclusion, except that Martin Luther King specifically said color shouldn't matter. So if you want a leg up because of color, then you have no clue as to who Martin Luther King is and what he stood for. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Yes, I'll be back in a minute, whether you like it or not.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of The Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Oh, I'll let you burn off some steam. Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, I don't even know what the heck. I love when I do this. I start getting off on something else, and then I'm done, right? I'm gone. All right, so let me finish up real quick on this 35th email gets the flag. All right, here's a hint. Like, we're almost there. You know what I'm saying? We're like putting away close. All right? That's how that works. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. I don't care if you say, give me the flag. I want the flag. Send the flag. Give me the darn flag, whatever. Just put flag in the email. That's all there is to it. joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. If you pull down the app, we have an Android and iPhone app. Right in there it says email. So you can email me right from the app. Send me the flag. So we're talking about this group that canceled. I mean, I'm done with this story, but just one of those things. You look at it and you go, my God, really? Is there not an adult in the room that can figure this out? Apparently not. But seriously, this person says, remember the group that shut down the play? Said that their ultimate goal was in line with Martin Luther King Jr.'s. Right? With his message of love, unity, understanding, and inclusion. But Martin Luther King specifically said on several occasions, we shouldn't be focused on the color of one's skin. So as they said earlier in the article, the person who got the part was perfect for the part. Great singer, great actress, the whole nine yards. The only problem apparently she had is that she was a white person playing a white person. Does that make sense? Look, if I'm wrong or confused, let me know. You can send me an email also, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Again, thanks for being with me. I do appreciate it. Did I ever finish that piece about the Republican congressman who called the Capitol Police? I never did. I'll give it a quick finish because I know I was halfway through it. But apparently, GOP representative, GOP Congress member, Paul Gosar, out of Arizona, said that at the State of the Union address, he wanted the Capitol Police to take out the illegals that were there. Right? Oh, yeah, you're right. I didn't finish this because I didn't get to his statement. And he wanted them out, gone. Now, last I checked, that when any elected office in this country, I don't care whether you're the dog catcher in town, you swear to uphold the laws of your state and of your country. You uphold the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of California. So, as with abortion, you know, my pet peeve with abortion is we can't talk about adoption anymore. Abortion is now more noble than adoption. Doesn't make any sense. Just whack to no end. Right? I think what they're afraid of is if you carry the baby that long, you're going to want to keep it. Oh, God forbid. But anyway, so he calls for the Capitol Police to arrest the illegal aliens in attendance. All right, let's not bring in veterans. Let's bring in people that actually, like that young 12-year-old boy that was there that raised money on his own and put the flags of the veterans' graves on his own. I guess that's too American. I don't know. Right, but let's bring illegals. And the Hispanic caucus are the ones that brought them in. And then what happened was, Representative Michelle Grisham, now she's the chairman, a Democrat of the Hispanic caucus, decided that she wanted to censor the Representative Paul Gosar, Republican, for his comments made. So let me see. We have one that wanted to uphold the Constitution, one that wanted the Constitution and the laws of the land enforced, and one that didn't. And the one that didn't want them enforced wants to bring charges to the one who did. I don't care how much crack you smoke. It doesn't make any sense at all. Right? Now, I'm not going to read this whole statement to you. But Paul, the representative Gosar decided that, hey, this is an attack on my freedom of speech. He goes on to say, I'll not be intimidated by her left-wing nonsense and efforts to silence my speech. I have a First Amendment right to speak out against the advocacy for criminals, gang members, drug dealers, human traffickers, and simply run-of-the-mill lawbreakers who have violated our immigration laws. So let's just take it in reverse. They have, being here illegally, they have already violated immigration laws. Yes or no? Yes, right? Okay. And everybody still upset about what Trump said about gang members, drug dealers, human traffickers, and simple, right? We'll stop there with him. Well, what have we found? Now the raids that are going on all over the country, we're finding out that those young DACA kids or what have you, kids, 23, 24, 25-year-old kids that came over within the last 3, 4, 5 years from President Oblamo was there. We're finding out that they're human traffickers, that they're bringing in guns, they're bringing in drugs. They are gang members. You notice that they never apologize to President Trump on any of this stuff. None of it. He knew he was being wiretapped. We just found out recently that he was told in confidence that he was being wiretapped, which is why he moved his team out of the building, if you recall. We didn't really know what that was for at the time. That's how smart he was. He kept his mouth shut, Trump did. He moved the team out of the towers, had to play swept for bugs, cleaned up, and then moved his people back in. He never really said why at the time. But then when he said it, they ridiculed him. And what do we find out now? He was right. He was being wiretapped. Closer asked the Capitol Police and the Attorney General Jeff Sessions last week to consider checking identification of all attending the State of the Union address. Shouldn't you know who's in there? But he went on to add, you should be arresting the illegal aliens in attendance. Look, when do we pick and choose what laws to support? I'm just curious. I don't know how we do that. Right? I mean, you just decide on a whim at whatever event it is which ones you're going to support and which ones you're not. Of all the places the law should, the rule of law anyway, should be enforced, should it be in the halls of Congress? The place that makes the laws? I mean, seriously. And then you have it, and then again, God, I love these people. Right? I mean, just. You have a Democrat now that has decided he wants to ban State of the Union addresses. Doesn't like what comes out of them, I guess. He doesn't like the reality of what's said. So Representative Adam Smith, a Democrat out of Washington, he called for the banning of the State of the Union addresses during a House Armed Services Committee hearing. Right? And he says, because presidents give impossible to deliver promises. Well, isn't that up to the presidents? And then isn't that up for the people we the people to decide whether he can do it or not, whether we're going to laugh at him or applaud him? He said, the State of the Union addresses promised more money than I can possibly imagine, Smith said in his opening statement. Although he had no problem voting for all those things that gave us another added $10 trillion to the deficit. He didn't have a problem with that. Smith said in his opening statement that was focused on defense spending. And as I said in the note, we ought to just ban the State of the Union addresses altogether. I say for both. The main thing that it does is it gives the executive a chance to stand up there, promise things that are absolutely, utterly, and completely impossible to deliver, and then the American public comes to expect it. And they get a little peeved when the magic doesn't happen. God, I love this. Right now, he's been in office since 1997. Why all of a sudden? Right, seriously. Why all of a sudden was he this upset? Did he come out any time that Obama made promises? Did he come out any time that I don't know. It's just irritating as heck. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Remember, 35th. 35th. We're not there. We're still shy. Boy, you guys give up easy. Anyway, if we get to 35 later on in the day, then we will. I'll announce it tomorrow night on the show. It's not really that simple for me. Anyway, I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Look, let your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones know about the show. Make sure people understand what this great company is all about. Think about take a short class online. Go to YouTube. Learn what our founding fathers gave up. Learn what they were willing to fight for. Then think about what the true Americans in the Civil War were willing to fight for. And then I would ask you, what are you willing to fight for? I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.